With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President-elect Donald Trump has spoken with Mexico's president. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer has more.
President-elect Donald Trump says he has spoken with the Mexican president and says that she has agreed to stop migration through Mexico. The conversation comes 2 days after Trump threatened to impose sweeping new tariffs on Canada and Mexico as part of his effort to crack down on illegal immigration and drugs. In a post on his Truth Social account, Trump says it is effectively closing our southern border. He called it a very productive conversation. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum confirmed that she spoke with Trump, calling it an excellent conversation. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at SRNnews.com, the UN's Assistant Secretary General for Europe, Central Asia, and the Americas, Miroslav Zhenka, says the UN is cautioning further escalation in Ukraine, calling on all the parties to use more restraint.
We urge all parties to take immediate steps to de-escalate and to refrain from any action or rhetoric that could further intensify this war.
Multiple of President-elect Trump's cabinet nominees, President-elect Trump's cabinet nominations have faced threats. We get more details on that in this report.
President-elect Donald Trump's transition team says several of his cabinet nominees and administration appointees were targeted in what they call violent, un-American threats to their lives and those who live with them. The FBI says it's aware of numerous bomb threats and swatting incidents and are working with law enforcement partners. Among those targeted, Trump's pick for the next UN ambassador, New York Representative Elise Stefanik. Her office says a bomb threat was called into her home when her family was out.
That is correspondent Julie Walker reporting, and this is SRN News. New study involving religion and support for Israel. We get more details on that from this report from correspondent Michael Harrington.
Simply put, the less religious America becomes, the less supportive it is of the Jewish state. That's what the Gallup organization concludes in its latest analysis. It seems that Christianity in the U.S. is a bulwark for Israel, and as the nation has begun to abandon the faith, it is also abandoning its ally in the Middle East. Gallup polls indicate that atheists, agnostics, and those who follow no particular religion are much more supportive of the Palestinians. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Massachusetts man has pleaded guilty to threatening to kill members of the state's Jewish community and bomb local synagogues. 59-year-old John Reardon has pleaded guilty to one count of obstruction of free exercise of religious beliefs by threat of force and several other charges. In January, Reardon called Congregation Agudas Akim and left a voicemail making several threats. This is SRN News. Federal wildlife officials propose new habitat protections for the southern Rockies for a big cat known as the Canadian lynx.
U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says the forest-dwelling wildcats are threatened by human activities, among other things. The service has unveiled a final recovery plan. The new protections in Colorado and northern New Mexico were long sought by wildlife advocates, but the proposal's fate is uncertain under incoming President Trump. Officials during his first term sought unsuccessfully to strip the lynx of protections in place since 2000 under the Endangered Species Act. Rich Thomason reporting.
Solar storms may produce faint auroras across the northern rim of the U.S. this Thanksgiving. Pale auroras may be seen today and tomorrow across northern states, including Montana, Minnesota, and upper New York, as well as parts of Wisconsin and Michigan. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.